In Parashas Va'era, we read about the 10 plagues. Well, at least we read about the first 7. But we read about the first couple of plagues of Dam, Svardeya, Kinim. We're familiar with it as well from the Haggadah, the Leil Seder, where we dip the wine as we do Dam, Dam, Svardeya, or Kinim. So Rashi quotes from Chazal that we know that Aaron did the first 3 plagues. That really God had Moshe do it, but Moshe didn't want to do the first 3. He gave it to Aaron. Why? Because he felt out Hakaras Hatov, that since the Nile River saved him, so he didn't want to be involved. He didn't want to turn the Nile in with blood or frogs. And as well, since he when he buried the earth, he used the earth to bury the Egyptians. So therefore, he wanted to make sure that Hakaras Hatov, he wasn't going to go ahead and benefit. So we just point out that Rashi mentions the earth, he splits them up. So as the Shemin Atov points out, because the water and the frogs, that worked. They actually accomplished what they were supposed to do. That it got, it saved Moshe Rabbeinu. But the earth only came out, only helped temporarily. So we see Hakaras Hatov even worked if you're doing, you know, a half a job. As they point out, and that's the same concept we find in Hakaras Hatov, we find by Kiddush every Friday night covering the challah. Why do we should normally make hamotzi before Bo'er Pri HaGafen, but not to embarrass the challah, so we cover up the challah during the Bo'er Pri HaGafen. And that's what they point out as well. That there's a, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, the yisod of the mitzvah of Kivud Av V'Em is Hakaras Hatov. And we learn out Hakaras Hatov is even La'achar Moso. That we learn out Hakaras Hatov even applies after one's death. We still say that's why we have Kaddish, Kfura, Yortzeit, all these things we have. And that's what they say, Rav Henkin pointed out, that back in the day when they had telegrams, so it used to be 25 words, 50 words, you had to pay per word. So someone asked Rav Henkin, I only have enough for one more word. I write please or thank you. I know you're thinking thank you is 2 words, but gedanks in Yiddish is only 1 word. So he writes, saying thank you is a chiyuv of Hakaras Hatov. So we see the yisod of Kivud Av V'Em, even yisod of Hakaras Hatov, even applies to non animate objects. Imagine we're supposed to learn to human beings, as the Sefer HaChinuch writes, that that's the yisod of Hakaras Hatov, but for Kivud Av V'Em, because that we have unlimited, we can never repay our parents totally or even partially for what they did, so we have that's one of the reasons behind we have a Yortzeit every year, is to remember all the good that our parents or loved ones have done for us, and have Hakaras Hatov. And you'll say, like, but we observed the Yortzeit last year and the year before. What do we have to do a Yortzeit? What do we need one every year? So the general rule we need, as Rabbi Akiva Eger writes, the meaning by a monument is like you need it once a year. But the issue is because every year we change. And also we have another year to appreciate the great gifts we had that maybe we didn't appreciate last year. Like what Moshe writes, when it comes to Simchas Torah. Why do we have Simchas Torah by Sukkot? Really, Simchas Torah should be by Shavuos. Shavuos is the Yontov of Matan Torah. So why don't we have it right away? So Rav Moshe writes, it's because when you fully... Because we just got the Torah at Har Sinai, so we definitely appreciate it. But now that we had a couple of months to think about it, we realize what a great gift. It's like the story with someone gave someone Chatchanis money because they set up their daughter. And then I guess a couple of months later, the person gave the Shadchan more money. She said, "Well, didn't you already pay me?" He said, "No, because when I paid you originally, I only thought the person was X. But now that I know him for 3 months, now I realize how much more." So that's the yisod of Hakaras HaTov. But your side is every year we get to think and appreciate, and the more and more that a person has done for us.